SEPTA will run an entirely different schedule on Friday in order to get people in and out of town for the Eagles Parade. General Manager Scott Sauer says it's going to be a challenge, and people not going to the event may have some difficulties.
Broad Street and Market Street going to run all day long, peak hour service basically all day long, so we can serve anybody on those lines. Same thing with our trolleys and buses. We'll serve whoever shows up, we'll take care of you. Regional rail is just going to be very compact and long wait times. So people who need to get in for other reasons other than a parade, you have to plan accordingly.
Even service on the Broad Street and Market Street lines will be limited with both City Hall and suburban stations shut down. If you plan to use SEPTA on Friday, expect a long walk to get to the parade or to catch a train home. Mayor Sherelle Parker addressed the business community and discussed the past and future of Philadelphia under her guidance. WHYY's Tom McDonald has details.
Mayor Sherelle Parker said she's had a good first year with the city becoming safer, among other things.
Homicides are down 37%. Shootings are down 36%. We have 200 Philadelphia police officers in our neighborhoods doing what I reference as community policing.
For the year ahead, the mayor wants to prioritize her campaign promises.
Create, repair, and restore 30,000 units of housing
while also continuing labor peace.
Reach a fair and a fiscally responsible agreement with all of our municipal unions.
She called upon the business community for help.
We need the business community to work with us. We also need to ensure that we don't allow anyone to divide and conquer us.
The speech can be seen as a preview of next month's budget address to City Council. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Gray and cool outside on this Wednesday. Right now, 36 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. We are expecting showers to move in later tonight and temperatures to rise into tomorrow. It's WHYY.